St. Paul packed a lot of material into his epistles. In our short reading today from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, one can find enough material to preach about catechesis, just as you were taught. One can find more than enough material about the sacraments, particularly about baptism. For those of us who like to consider the Old Testament foundations of our Christian faith, there is even plenty of material for that with St. Paul's reference to circumcision. One could have, in fact, an entire series of sermons from these few verses, but we haven't that much time today. So let us focus on the theme that our office hymn presents and consider St. Paul's words under the heading, Called to Mission. In Christ, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. St. Paul here tells us the mystery of the Christian faith, that Christ Jesus became man, became one of us. Our hymn expressed it thus, Christ the Lord has entered our human story. God in him is centered. God, whom heaven and earth cannot contain, has entered our human story. Christ Jesus is not just God covered in human flesh. He is God in the flesh, and he came to live among us. If this world had still been a perfect creation, this would have made sense. But he comes to us by death and sin surrounded. When Jesus Christ came to earth in the flesh, he came into a very messy world. The world had not been in perfect shape since the fall of Adam and Eve. Since that time, death and sin have been a constant accompaniment of all of us humans. The messy world in which Jesus found himself was filled not only with physical death, but spiritual death. You, St. Paul reminds us, were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. He was writing, of course, to the Christians at Colossae, but the statement applies just as well to you and me, and to all humans since the fall. Jesus came to this world, however, not to empathize with the problem, but to do something about the problem. You who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. Indeed, he brings us freedom, light and life and healing. This freedom that Jesus brings is not, however, just for those who believe. St. Paul clearly tells us that God made those who were dead in their trespasses alive with Jesus Christ. St. Paul does not say that God made those who were fed up with being dead alive. St. Paul does not say God made those who had filled out a decision card alive. St. Paul does say that God made those who were dead alive. God forgave all the trespasses of those who were dead in their trespasses, giving them freedom, light and life and healing. Our hymn stresses the universality of that forgiveness. All men and women who by guilt are driven now are forgiven. When I announce the forgiveness of sins as a called and ordained servant of the word, I don't worry whether the hearers understand me fully or even believe. All men and women who by guilt are driven now are forgiven. Each of us has grasped that forgiveness of sins through faith. For it is only through faith that the forgiveness of sins won by Jesus Christ on the cross is applied to us. At this point, we could fully expound this by looking at what St. Paul says about baptism in the few sentences before this one. For example, we were buried. What God did to us, not what we did to God. With Christ, what was Christ's is now ours. But there isn't time. I want to finish this sermon before noon. Skipping over baptism, therefore, we come to the emphasis of our hymn, an emphasis which is also implicit in our epistle. Come, celebrate your banners high unfurling, your songs and prayers against the darkness hurling. To all the world go out and tell the story of Jesus' glory. Our joy at being forgiven by God because of the life and death of Jesus Christ finds its expression when we tell others. Our hymn writer has caught the tone of this with, come, celebrate. Missions is not something we do because we must, or because Jesus says we have to do it. Missions is a celebration of our new life in Christ. In short, we do missions because we want to. Our Christian life of missions flows out of our life of forgiveness, a forgiveness that we neither earned nor deserved. As forgiven people, we rejoice that we may tell how the Father sent his Son to save us. We rejoice that we may tell of the Son who life and freedom gave us. We rejoice that we may tell how the Spirit calls from every nation his new creation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.